All right, Cole. What are you doing this week?
Well, Gary, before we go into the room where the randomization is going to happen, I need you to give me a letter between A and J.
Ooh, tough. No.
Take your time. We're good. We
can be here all... I got this one.
No, I'm just telling you not to hurry.
Shut up. No, I got it. A.
And can you give me a number between 1 and 12?
Ooh. One.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go into my garage here. Gary, I got a good old fashioned jukebox.
Ooh, baby.
I Love Your Ways might be one of the songs in there.
Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. Did you know that song was initially about gay sex?
No.
Original lyrics. I'm not fucking with you.
Okay.
Right. Check this out. I found this out when Little Richard died.
Okay.
Tutti Frutti. Good booty. If it don't fit, don't force it. Make it greasy, make it easy. Tutti Frutti, good booty.
Huh.
I've had that, like, that factoid and singing those songs, the Tutti Frutti, stuck in my head since he died.
Okay.
In a way that makes me feel like his ghost is on my shoulder, like whispering it into my ear.
Yeah. Like, that's a, well, cool.
That's explicit.
That's pretty, it's
adult.
It's pretty out. It's pretty forward.
Yeah.
Pretty forward with that. I could see why some shitty, you know, record exec in the 50s would have said, hey, maybe not.
I it would be very strange to me
if that came out. It would be very hilarious if everybody was oblivious to it. Like, oh,
yeah, yeah. I'm just like, oh, it's got a good rhythm. You know, because like now we can listen to that like face down, ass up, that is how we like to fuck song from time to time, but it doesn't like show up on the radio or whatever.
Right, right.
You know, so I would just be very surprised if Tutti Frutti, good booty. was the Little Richie song.
Yeah. I'm Little Richie, you know, my influences are, you know, just Kokomo era Beachy Boys, Robbie Zombie, Little Richie.
I got some Robbie Zombie in there.
I went to an auction. I got a good old fashioned jukebox. And what I did was, this was very expensive, Gary. I grabbed some games from our database pile, or what have you. Yeah. From our pile. And I just recorded, myself saying the name of one. And then I put that in the thing in place of the records.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm gonna put in a coin and I'm going to put in a one. All right. There we are.
We're gonna see here. Right here.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Right. That's a little Easter egg for people listening. if you figured out what that was, tweet at Plumber Duck and
okay.
Tell him.
All right. It's starting to play.
Rockstar Ate My Hamster.
Oh.
Oh. Is that a game?
Apparently so.
I suppose it's a weird title for a game. I wonder if that's literally all the Game Facts content is about.
Yeah. and the Wikipedia content. Yeah. Time will. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering, the only living organism capable of living sanely under conditions of absolute reality.
And this week we are talking about an old ass PC game called Rockstar Ate My Hamster.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I didn't expect this to be what it was based on the title.
I was expecting to like this a lot more than I did.
Same.
Not to be like Johnny Negative or anything like
that.
This is a little too shallow for me.
This is worth coming out swinging at, because I was down for the premise too. In fact, when I sent over the message and the link to the file, I was like, oh, this is like a band management simulator. And I know that you talked about like, oh, if I made a game, that'd be a fun one to make. And I thought, oh, let's see here.
Rockstar, which is the game that I played, that was the old PC band management simulator.
Gotcha.
That has a huge place in my heart and is still fun to this day.
Which I imagine is much more mechanically intricate than this.
But only text.
I gotcha. So therefore it is completely worthless.
Yeah, the graphics are garbage.
I have to read. But this is Lemonade Stand with bad puns.
It's really difficult random lemonade stand.
Yeah.
This is nearly impossible to win, is my understanding of it. It's cute. Was this a backer demand?
So this is by Paul. It goes by Dr. Baslar on the Slack. I just saw this here. Paul was at Dougfest. If you remember that there was somebody who came all the way from England. Paul was the Irishman who came over from England.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, Paul.
Paul did the demand. Thank you. He said, I love my Commodore 64, and I spent many hours on Rockstar and my hamster when I was 12. I'm not sure I fully appreciated its Swiftian satire. For example, calling Chrissy Hyde Crispy Rind. Take that, Obama. but it seemed rude and grown up.
Crispy Rind. Good band. Gonna make it. Real Luby.
I imagine it's aged well. I mean, Michael Jackson is on the cover, so that's fine. I looked up the writer of the game.
Wacko Jacko. Do you remember when we used to call that guy wacky, not just because he's the subject of a popular documentary? You know?
Yeah.
that is awesome. I too would have ate this the fuck up I hit this as a kid.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just as an adult that this is suffering because it's too shallow of a simulation. Mm-hmm. But the premise, the skeleton, is sound.
Yeah. Whew, man. And the Wikipedia article for this is just like, it's going to be everything that I can do to not just read these and groan at how bad they are. Hey, Gary, why is Kylie Minogue in this called Bimbo Baggins?
I do not know.
Sexism?
There you go. We figured it out. Okay. And some of them are not jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So like Alice Cooper is called Allison Nightmare.
Well, I mean, he does have a pretty twisted view of the world.
He does. That Feed My Frankenstein song about feeding a Frankenstein.
Yeah. About just that song about those $1 billion babies, how those babies get so rich.
Yeah, I know. And how their necks get so broken.
Mm.
They got broken 1,000 times. So like, yeah, this is a real, Bruce Stringbean, the best one of these, the really good one is, instead of Paul McCartney, it's Rupert Beadle. I think that's really good. That's
extremely funny.
Yeah. Rupert Beadle is very funny to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sorry. So what this is, like, you play as a dude, you and your uncle's business has failed, but you got like a 50,000 pound inheritance, and you decide, oh, we're gonna get into the rock and roll business, and what we need to do, we need to form a band, and we need to get 4 gold records by the time a year passes, which is a ridiculously short amount of time in game.
And in real life.
Oh, yeah.
4 gold records. Who's been out 4 albums in a year?
I don't know.
Singles.
Excuse me.
Leave that in. Object suffering. the version of this I played on an online emulator had a cheat enabled where you started with $5 million, not $50,000.
Oh, weird.
Which still does not make this winnable, or like automatically winnable, because you can do the best equipment and the best musicians, but there are tons of random events. And things in this, and the chart performance is very RNG.
Yeah.
Influences my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So, the way it works is you recruit your band, you choose how many people you want in your band.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to watch their demo tape, which is just their name and their pun, Yeah. And these are, again, they go from like Bimbo Baggins to Crispy Rind.
Mm-hmm.
You get both kinds here, and they cost different amounts of money depending on their skill.
Right. And you're making an investment for a higher return. So like a really expensive person, like Wacky Jacko, you can fill a bigger, you can fill a bigger venue, you know, and charge more per ticket, and you can, you know, roll that into buying, you know, better equipment for your dudes. And then
well, you can only buy equipment once.
Oh yeah, I suppose you're right.
So, yeah, you can actually roll it in. You can recoup your losses because you have three options of equipment.
Yeah.
Like shoddy, mediocre, and great.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and that's, those are your guitars,
it's,
buddy.
It's like, you know, but it's extremely British. Everything about this is extremely British. So like consignment, boffo, or fell off the back of a lorry.
It's like, yeah.
Jesus.
Yep. Very boffo. So depending on who you buy, that's your weekly cost for them. And then you have an option to do things. You can either practice. So this makes their, you know, makes their skill better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting. The music is made procedurally by the software and gets better the more they practice.
Yeah, I like that.
It gets less noise to it, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You can gig. So you choose what level you want to gig at and how long and how much you want to charge per ticket. You can do a publicity stunt. This is the first big random number generator thing,
right?
Which you have to do to get those big gold records, but they have a chance to kill a band member at random.
I like that. I do like
that. That's very cute. And then you can give them gifts, and you have to give them gifts because otherwise
they will leave.
Make ultimatums. The Wikipedia has a sentence here where it says, buy the band some gifts to keep them sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a real Dom DeMillo line. That's what Dom DeMillo does with his girls. You gotta he gives them heroin to keep them sweet. And like the idea of keeping somebody sweet is real dark.
Yeah, especially in this context.
What do you do if they get on sweet?
Yeah.
He does it with the Rockettes, but here you're doing it with David Bowie and Tina Turner.
You mean Tina Turnoff?
Tina Turnoff and Crimson Car Rust or whatever for the Turner Bowie experience. The big baby Turner Bowie experience. Once you have a record contract, you can record an album and then you can release it.
Yeah. Then you can like, you have little, opportunity things, you know, kind of like pulling from the community chest or whatever it is, a Monopoly, like you get opportunities to like play charity gigs, but you can be catfished, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
you just like say yes or no. You don't know what the charity is.
Yes.
So and it's then, like either like Aid for Deaf People or Nuke the Grandmas, you know? So,
yeah, you can like film a music video. Stuff like that. You can deal with piracy, but it's just a very small pool that it's pulling from.
Yeah.
The thing
there's only a couple of those things. When you do piracy, it's specifically Korea piracy, and you can ignore it, sue them, buy them out, or send in the boys. doing the extra legal rogue op to Korea as a guy who inherited some money and hired Tina Turner is pretty weird to me.
Yeah. The warm personal touch of hired goons.
Yeah, the RCA Contras.
The RCA PMC.
Yeah, went into Korea to shut them down.
Yeah. Oh, when you make your it's not just musicians who are up for roasting. When you make your music video, the most expensive director is Steven Cheeseburger. Which you may recognize is a very cunning skewering of one Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that's the game. And you have a year to get your four gold records.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of all there is to it, which is the bummer. Because it's like, good premise, not enough stuff.
Yeah.
You know? It's not that fun. You have to, when you practice, you have to go day by day. Like I took the Bowie Turner, Big Baby Bowie Turner experience on tour of pubs for a week. First of all, we charged $10 a ticket and we sold 200 tickets every night with no publicity. And you know, so I was making $1,000 every single stop, which is crazy. But they would show this little animation with your two weirdos in the front and then the tips of the rock star's head in the back.
they would just get out of the van
and the bus. It's really cute. Yeah. But it's just boring to watch it like cycle through the animations over and over.
Yeah, like it doesn't even show like the band on stage or whatever. It's just like literally the uncle saying, oh, so what was the ticket? And then the son saying, oh, it was this. And then it cuts to the, like, it doesn't even cut. Just like the next night, what was the take? Oh, it was this. It's just a little result screen with that right there.
Yeah.
And I understand a little bit of wanting to conserve on assets or what have you, but it might have been cool to have something different than just our two ugly caricatures sitting front and center, you know?
It's a weird thing, because I think the idea is that you just want to have these little funny jokes. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to have the publicity stunts and the charities and stuff. Like, it's a comedy game, yes. A parody game. And the, all the parts of practicing and touring don't do that, mm-hmm. but they still take up most of your time.
Whenever you practice, the uncle gets really impatient. It's just like, you spent today practicing. He says, boring. And it's like, you know that you can work when they're doing that. Like, you don't have to watch.
No, you have to sit.
Yeah.
We have to sit in this weird, like, little, like, hovel that we live in. You know?
It's our office, please.
Bad hovel. How novel. So I didn't play this for very long because the I get it button happened pretty quick for me,
mm-hmm.
On this bad boy.
Which version of the emulator did you end up getting it to run on?
It wasn't either of the ones you sent. I Googled just the game and play online.
Okay.
So I think it was the third one. So I think you sent me Commodore 64 and Amiga. I think the one that I ended up playing it with is the possibly the Amstrad.
Ah, gotcha.
Was the one it worked. Amstrad CPC.
Yeah. I wanted to get it to work on Commodore, specifically because of the sound.
The sound might not be like poison.
Right. But I ended up only getting to run it on Amiga. So that was a problem. The other one was the ZX Spectrum, which I thought would have been fun just because that's, you know, of that color palette being awful. But
No dice. And, you know, ZX Spectrum.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I had no idea what the title meant, why this was called Rockstar Ate My Hamster. Apparently this is just a bit of cultural knowledge that is taken as, you know, just a cliche over in Britain that never ever came here.
Yeah, I didn't. This is Aussie biting the head off the bat.
Yes.
But for British people.
Right.
Yeah, noted American Aussie Osborne.
Yep. Joe America. play so playing the, for the red, story, white, and blue Sabbath.
Yes, the red, white, and blue Sabbath is very good. I sort of accepted red, white, and black Sabbath, which is pretty funny. So this guy named Freddie Starr, who is a polymath, you know, comedian, impressionist, musician,
a showman,
general showman, and this is kind of past his prime.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was in The Sun, which is the tabloid paper,
mm-hmm.
overseas, and the headline was Freddie Starr Ate My Hamster.
Yeah.
As opposed to Rockstar Ate My Hamster. And it's about him staying at his friend and his girlfriend's house, him telling her to make a sandwich, her refusing, and him taking her hamster, putting it between two pieces of bread and taking a bite.
Yes.
Which he later denied, mm-hmm. in his autobiography Unwrapped, which isn't like a culinary thing, I don't think, but like,
no, is that saying no condoms in this house?
That's what I think it is, because I mean, you know, he was like a real rock star kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, you get anybody who's on the TV panel Joker's Wild and he and like hijinks are about.
Ooh. But yeah, like in,
if his pre-cerebral, unrepentantly sexist, often racist comedy was rendered obsolete by the late 80s, you know, this guy's knows how to party. He has the kind of sex that Dennis Miller wishes he could have.
God, there are videos just
so
it's like Cyrus the Great of Babylonia up in there are ghastly videos. He's been Dennis Miller's been making he's been making appearances on Sean Hannity. And if you just watch it, it just
ring a ding ding, baby.
It is the fucking pits. It is.
There's nothing that would make you watch Sean Hannity.
Right.
Like, yeah, I can't hate watch any of those guys. Cause like, why? I can't look at them.
I mean, I will watch it if it contributes to the humiliation of Dennis Miller, but
I want to contribute to his humiliation very badly, but I want to do it in real life because that guy sucks.
but apparently the story was not true. Like, it was made up by his publicist, you know, and put out there, but this kind of backfired because, you know, because this became such a cultural touch point for everybody. Freddie Starr couldn't go out in public again without people asking him like, hey, did you eat that hamster? Like, crowds would yell at him when he was on stage, which is like, I don't know, like, yeah, like, maybe you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Yeah. When people would do that, he'd be like, give me a dollar and I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just, he'd take the dollar and say no.
Yeah.
It didn't really do anything for his ticket sales like it meant to,
mm-hmm.
you know? And yeah, this guy sounds like he's got a really gross career.
Yeah.
At the beginning of his appearance on LWT's An Audience with Freddie in 1996, he threw handfuls of live maggots on the audience.
Cool dude.
Yep. A bunch of, again, his racist and sexist comedy. In March of 2009, he appeared in Living with the Dead, a reality TV show about people being haunted by ghosts.
Was he haunted by the hamster?
I don't think. Yeah. I mean, that would be ironic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what irony means. It would be
poetic justice is what you're
It would be poetic saying. Justice for, yeah. It'd be imaginary poetic justice for an act that he did not do.
Right.
Apparently. Yeah. But this guy sounds like he sucks. Like, I think that if we had grown up in England, we'd be like, this guy fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Jay Leno or something.
Yeah. His awfulness did not transcend, international barriers, like, say, you know, what, Gary Glitter, is that his name?
Gary Glitter, or like Spacey Sparkle, or whatever he's called in this game.
Sydney
Sparkle. Sydney Sparkle, who's the cheapest guy you can buy.
And I looked at that and I thought, okay, so his in-game fee is £50 or whatever. I was like, was he disgraced by then? No, he wasn't disgraced until the 90s. Mm-mm.
These people knew something.
They were onto it.
These people were on Glitter's jet, splitting a small pepperoni pizza, if you know what I mean.
Jesus like Christ.
They knew it was up.
They knew the code.
They knew the code.
Making sacrifices to Moloch.
This guy seems like he sucks. I listened to one of his songs from his Mercy Beat,
mm-hmm.
A band called the Midnighters, and it was pretty good.
Oh.
I like old Mercy Beat bands are not the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with the Beatles, but I like that kind of music.
There's more to it than just what we got. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a pretty good song. I was kind of surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at all this Wikipedia stuff and, oh, yeah, this guy's a trash person. He's a garbage human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had never heard of that. That is a weird, weird story. Terrible thing to name your game.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it has a big biker mice from Mars energy a little bit,
yeah.
To me as a kind of thing. He appeared in July 2015. The High Court dismissed a claim of slander and libel the star brought against the woman who had made the allegations related to his appearance in something called Clunk Click. Britain's weird, man.
Like Clunk Click, was that, is that like Clang Clang You're Dead, the old horror
There's
movie
no
with
link
the robots?
For it. I don't know what Clunk Click is, but somebody made allegations about this guy in something called Clunk Click. It's so hard to say that. Say Clunk Click as fast as you can.
I mean, eventually I would just start saying clitoris over and over again.
Clitoris, clitoris, clitoris. The Beetlejuice. That's how I summon it.
Is it just disembodied? Is it just like,
yeah,
land on the table?
It floats in its actual size. It's real weird. It could be annoying. One time I breathed it in, it was horrible.
Yeah. You just got to be careful. You just got to be careful how many times you say clitoris in a row.
Yeah, yeah. I just tried to say it just twice and then stop. But
yeah,
you know.
So our friend, our backer here, Paul, also called my attention to the writer of this game, Colin Jones. Kind of what he's gotten into. In the time since this, so I will send you his personal website. If you scroll down, you can see that not only has he made just books, instructional books on how to learn Welsh, he also has a company that does handmade leather goods.
Oh
yeah, some of the stuff actually looks kind of good, although a lot of it has the name Colin stamped on it. So that'd be weird for me, given that my name is not Colin.
Yeah, yeah, he does give you personally monogrammed things that he's personally monogrammed himself.
It just kind of seems like if I run into him in real life, you can say, oh, that's one of mine, and then he takes it, and then he's gone.
Click Clunk was the slogan of a series of British public information films. So these are educational videos called Click Clunk or Clunk Click Every Trip, and it's about fastening a seatbelt. How is there a libel suit in something about fastening your seatbelt before you get in the car?
I mean, I think we established it. I think we didn't. I know. I just like Britain is weird. That's all that we need.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that you can switch this to being Welsh, and it just automatically becomes the Welsh language, which is so fun to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Like audio CADWSWN. What the fuck?
Welsh is interesting to me because when you look at it written out, it's all consonants. When you hear it spoken, it sounds like it's all vowels.
Yeah, just like a beautiful singing.
Yeah,
you know.
So on July 2015, Blah Blah dismissed a claim for slander and libel that Starr brought against the woman who had made the allegations relating to his appearance on Clunk Click. The woman's claim was found to be true. What's the claim?
I know, that's what we got to find out what the claim was, because it's in a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Thing. Let me see. It's a groping a girl.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool. Starr groped teenage girl on the Seville show.
Oh boy! he was on the Seville show.
Freddie Starr groped a 15-year-old girl while he's attending a Jimmy Savile show.
Yeah,
41 years ago.
Jimmy Savile, he was the Batman villain of pedophiles. Like,
yeah.
This
goes deep, man.
Wow,
this is like we're deep into the Glitterverse. We released the Glitter Cut. Glitter Cut. She proved that it was true that he groped her.
But I guess the statute of limitations.
Oh, I'd humiliate her by calling her a titless wonder.
Jesus,
this guy sucks. He did what he likes to call attempted to give her what was known as a goose.
Well, that's what everybody calls it—a goose.
Yeah, that's what is known in certain circles across the pond.
It's a piece of meat between two pieces of bread, or as we call it, a sandwich. Yeah, no, squeezing somebody when they don't want you to is called goosing them.
Squeezing their butt specifically. Apparently, according to this article in The Guardian, you say goose when you do it.
No, you don't.
Which I didn't know. Well, no, that's The Guardian. It's popularly known. You squeeze a woman's buttocks and you say goose.
Weird.
Squeeze good booty and you say tutti frutti.
Yeah, no, this guy sucks.
Yeah, this is horrible. I don't care if he didn't eat a hamster. That's not enough to get into my good book.
No.
Most of the people in my good book have never eaten hamster.
Well, I mean, also, like, if somebody says, hey, that guy ate a hamster, and everybody believes it, like, I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't want people immediately saying, oh, yeah, he's totally the guy who would eat a hamster.
My shirt about not eating a hamster raises a lot of questions that have been answered by my shirt.
Yeah. There's just something to be said about living the kind of life where, like that becomes a plausible narrative. I think that the fact that you think that might be true says volumes about your perception of me. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I started a rumor that you ate a hamster.
Right.
When I start a rumor that you ate a hamster.
in two hours when I contact my guy.
When
at
we're
the
done
paper.
Recording.
Yeah.
And I get done editing the WAF that's going out today.
Mm-hmm.
And I start a rumor about you eating a hamster.
No.
It's not going to get a lot of ground because no one would believe you eat a hamster. What is something outlandish people would believe that you'd eat?
That I would eat?
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like something scandalous that one could eat.
Yeah, would have to be a non-food animal.
Right, right. Like if you came out and said like,
oh, I think the Magna Carta.
just tearing off.
Rockstar ate me Magna Carta.
it brought the king back. It did.
It did. The Aquinas talked about his city on the hill. We'll be gods, you and I.
Would people believe it if you said that? Ate bugs? Like, oh, Cole's a real Renfield over here.
You know what I could do? You know what it would be?
What would it be?
If I said you ate like one of those gross things that people sometimes eat, like their boogers or toenails or something.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh, God.
Yeah, and that's not scandalous. I don't think that would end up in the Star.
No.
You know,
no.
But it is,
I mean, also
really
I'm not famous
gross.
Enough to end up in the Star. Yeah. I mean, it'd be really bad. Yeah.
Well, any publicity is good publicity for the network, you know?
No, it's not. If anything, the case of Freddie Starr at my hamster proves that no, there is such a thing as publicity that doesn't.
It made him a lot of single euros, dude, from people on the street.
Cool. But also it didn't help his ticket sales and also made the rest of his life a living hell.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not that he didn't deserve it, you know, for feeling up that woman.
For gropes and
for that girl, sorry. Yeah. No,
lots of problems with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think hamster tastes like?
I mean, there are places where people eat it, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it tastes gamey. I think that you'd have to kill like six or seven of them, but before you made a good portion, like a
proper hamster steak.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Like I mean, just the idea of taking a live animal that is covered, you know, covered in fur and probably has some like wood shavings in it, and probably, you know, just if it's like any other rodent, is constantly pooping and peeing, and just eating that, like, I don't know. I would like bones. There's something that also there are bones. It would be far more plausible and also far more upsetting if Freddie Starr got a frying pan and just started sauteing up a hamster.
You know? Like Freddie Starr cleaned and prepared.
Right.
Like he butchered a hamster.
He uses a paring knife like a steak knife.
He's got one of those little diagrams of the hamster, but with the chalk lines.
With all the cuts.
My girlfriend has two rats, who she loves and I love. And I probably could not make that joke.
Okay.
To her, exactly, because she'd feel bad about it. But the idea of sending her a picture of a rat with those little lines... and being like, you know,
just like, title it can emergency, I come over? Emergency plan.
Yeah. You're just like, what you doing? And then like, YWD. And then there's a picture of them with the snake lines.
Like, would it just be like a textbook drawing of a hamster, or would you take a picture of her hamster and then send it back?
Well, she got rats. I would take rat and then show how to diagram how to cut it for different cuts.
Yeah.
Of meat, you know?
Like people eat rodents. Like, what is it? Is it Peru where they eat guinea pig?
Yeah. And the Nosferatu eat rats all the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. As far as plants.
Yeah. So sorry. It's like I mentioned you people who live in an actual country, and then you're like, oh, the Nosferatu.
The sewer is a country, dude.
It's international waters.
It's national waters. It's from Star Trek 7, Discovered Country. but yeah, I mean, people eat rodents. We talked about this, I'm sure, like a billion times. It sounds like the kind of thing we talked about, but the seemingly arbitrary, like what meat is good, what meat is bad.
Oh, we've absolutely talked about taboo meat before. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, hidden meat, which takes on a new light in post COVID times.
Yes.
You know, because of the taboo meat, and its role in this, mm-hmm. likely role.
Yes. Or the conditions around the taboo meats that lead. I don't think the person got it from eating the pangolin or whatever. I think it was just like, oh, you bring a bunch of animals together in a cage. They're going to start passing stuff back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sympathetic to somebody who wants to try a pangolin.
I mean, they look pretty good.
Yeah. They look kind of good to me.
I mean, they look kind of like artichokes.
Yeah. Like an animal artichoke. And just like the idea of novel meat is something that is appealing to me if it's not, you know, explicitly cute or gross.
Yeah.
You know, like I could say, like, if I was in another country and someone's like, hey, try this guinea pig, I'd probably do it. You know, like, I like a guinea pig. I think guinea pigs are really cute, but it's not like it didn't like look like it was just like a fried guinea pig on a stick. If it was just meat.
Yeah.
You know, sure.
I mean, so like what it would take for me, and this is literally just, this just exposes the absurdity of our standards for this kind of stuff. But like, if somebody handed me a dish, like with, you know, some meat, you know, over some seasoned rice or whatever, and I ate it, I was like, oh, that's good. And they say, oh yeah, that was hamster. Like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It was good. You know, like, but if they told me it was hamster ahead of time, I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I might be a little weirded out. I wouldn't seek it out again, even if it was good.
Right.
You wouldn't
be
like, okay, now I like to eat hamster.
And like, I would try to rationalize it myself and say like, yeah, like game meat or bush meat. I don't know how great I feel about that, because who knows if they have parasites or whatever. I don't want to get worms, but like, I don't know. I've got no specific reason to believe that the chicken that I eat won't give me weird shit in my guts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It would take a lot of faith.
Yes.
With that. You know, and that, you know, even that also has its problems. Like, we talked on the show before about Woody Chicken.
No.
Woody Chicken. It's not a person.
Okay. He's not the sign spinner down at the Little Caesars.
Yeah.
You get a Popeye, see how Woody hello. Chicken's doing.
Hello. Bok, bok. This is real. Like, I got some chicken breast that had a real weird texture.
Okay.
I looked into it. It is a real thing that happens because of chicken factory farming.
Okay.
Where they pump chicken full of water and hormones and stuff, and it changes their muscles.
Okay.
To be a certain way. So certain kinds of chicken breast have this woody kind of texture to it. It's really hard to describe, but it is harder to chew through.
I feel like I've gotten.
It doesn't just give.
I feel like I've gotten those before.
Yeah.
And I've probably blamed it on poor preparation on my part.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's the animal.
Uh-huh.
And it's a real thing. And you can get like an organic chicken breast and still run into it.
Mm-hmm.
It has made me, I don't eat chicken breast, anymore. Like I just do chicken thighs.
Oh yeah. Well, chicken thigh is way more flavorful anyway. So
yeah, it's a better kind of meat, but mm-hmm. also that wooden thing is fucking disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can, it's like your teeth are breaking through a series of successive layers mm-hmm. of hard meat.
Yeah.
It's really gross.
Mm-hmm. So. No, that's, just the way you describe that makes it sound extremely unappealing to me.
It's really unpleasant. So my point just being that like, yeah, you know, I don't want to eat a gerbil, but it's not like I'm getting like high quality meat over here.
Right.
You know, it's like all the meat that they give us is not necessarily very good.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Although I guess we never get anything lower than like grade A or whatever, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. The rest of it is.
Yeah. Circus
grade.
Meat.
But if that woody chicken can be grade A, what is grade A's meaningless? I need to go to S rank.
Can I get some S plus? Get that.
Yeah, can I get bayonetta meat?
Just harvested straight off the bayonetta.
Yeah. just roast it on a bayonet.
Yeah.
And get an S rank.
just picturing her like splay legged rotating in a donor kebab shop. Yeah, I realize that's horrifying and bad, but
no, but it's hot.
Don't lie and say it's not hot.
Yeah, you gotta admit.
Everybody has to admit. You're an accessory to this. You're complicit.
Yeah, yep. Like looks around. You gotta admit. Looks over my shoulder to check for girls. Yeah. Gotta admit it's hot.
Sorry. I'm trying to take it down.
Trying to undo the bayonet a euro place that we invented.
Just
imagine the person like cutting euro meat and it giving like bayonet esque grades. Like just Sega explosions of like.
I'm sorry, sir. There's a hair in my euro. Yeah, it's yeah. No, it's bayonetta. That's gonna happen.
There's a hair that's strangling me. In my euro, it leads all the way back to the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh geez.
What do bayonetta taste like?
Probably like human.
Yeah. So like a long pig, very long pig.
Excellent. Very like
pig. The longest pig.
a lot of dark meat on her. A lot of leg, right?
Yeah. A lot of leg, a lot of muscle.
Yeah. I think that's how that works, right?
I don't know.
I've got no idea.
I got no clue.
I remember like learning that in anatomy class, like, oh, the difference between like what makes like light meat or dark meat. Like the different kinds of muscular tissue.
How much
that happens.
You use the muscle.
What's that?
It's how much you use the muscle, right?
Yeah. It's like fast switch versus like made for like slower, more endurance motions. I think I could be wrong.
Something like that.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah. 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 Eating humans. Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah. I don't know. I would, again, one of those things, like if somebody handed me just a bowl of rice with some seasoned meat over it and I ate it and they said that's human, that would make me sick. Yes. Cause that I find morally awful. But even if I didn't find it morally awful, I would start thinking, all right, so can I taste that person's sins?
Yeah.
Like, do you need to harvest purely from the innocent?
Yeah, what does that
mean? In order to have it be like untainted, because there's the idea that like, oh, the better you treat an animal, the better it's going to taste. I think that's just something we tell ourselves.
Yeah, but I mean, I can imagine it though, because like stress compounds and stuff.
Yeah,
like, I imagine different people taste different.
Yeah, like cortisol is poison. Yeah.
Yeah, like whenever anyone says to eat the rich, I'm always like, yeah, but like I don't want to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they really mean is kill the rich and take their money. You know, because eat the rich means you have to eat a human, and it's like even if it is somebody who I think is morally mm-hmm. bad,
yeah,
that doesn't mean I want to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
It usually means I don't want to eat them.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't want to take that evil into me.
Yeah,
no.
Like, can you imagine like passing Bezos? You know, Like, it'd be very difficult.
Sorry. Just Bezos sounds like a strain of a virus. It sounds like the year is 2036. Bezos has ravaged the population.
Yeah. Whereas, like, if you just had, like, front row tickets at the die crash and you were just like, okay, like, serve me up a slice. Like, that wouldn't be nearly as gross, you know?
Right.
She hated landmines.
I wish there was better game facts for this.
Oh yeah, there's almost nothing.
Yeah. Although we do have Belmont Slayer on the Commodore 64 board kind of giving up the game a little bit when he puts on a topic that's literally just a South Park joke, then does like a little shitty 4chan meme, and then right after that says, "Where the hell are the board hunters? I was at least expecting Luster to stop by here."
Oh, Luster.
I don't think you, like, nobody ever talks about the fact that this is an activity that they do. It's just kind of implied.
Yeah, you don't talk about board hunting. There's also Cope of Onrak on one of the boards, who on the Amiga board,
mm-hmm.
who is having a little fun with himself.
Yeah.
Just saying different things ate different things.
Yep.
You know, and it's pretty weird. There's like RP elements to it.
Uh-huh.
So in this this post here, which is called "A Rockstar Ate Me, the Condor, My Hamster, and Both Rockstars."
Mm-hmm.
The text is, so here I am in Robert Plant's belly. Not too bad. I think I heard Jimmy Page warming up, but maybe it's just a roadie. I'm fairly certain that I'll be able to get out of Plant's stomach the next time he does Immigrant Song. You know, I was talking it over with Steven and Mick. We're all going to make a break for it on the with the bird and my hamster in tow. We made a vow together that after we get out of this, we shall avoid Ozzy for fear of the same fate befalling us once more. Hell, that loony might just bite our heads off. I'm sure you've all heard about that. Sorry, John. Just joking. What the fuck, dude? What's going on here?
But there's one where, like, he's got a buddy who's talking to him. There's a rock star by my own intention was eaten by a hamster. Where he says this all in, like, you know, like in vaguely like legalistic kind of language. And then we have Travel Demon who comes in and says, well, this is sad, but all too common story these days. In fact, I myself was once eaten by a guinea pig. What is going on?
Yeah. And also, Travel Demon has a quote that is Cope of Onrak's signature.
Ooh.
Like, do I hear wedding bells? Do I see sparks?
And the quote is, "You, sir, are one glorious bastard."
Yeah,
so it's just
5 years ago.
Like he just put in, he just made his signature somebody complimenting him.
Yeah,
I just got really sad. That made me very sad.
Speaking of the devil, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith just showed up with his famous, amazingly huge mouth, Jealous Kobayashi, and just swallowed Mick, the California Condor, and my smookums straight down his inescapable pie hole. Steven, that's some mouth you've got. With a great voice. That's coming from a fan. Try not to accidentally devour Liv if you can help it.
Don't eat your daughter, Steve.
That's real weird.
She has a career, Steve. She's in the Rings movies.
This fiction over multiple topics is one of the weirder fictions we've run into.
Yeah. And it did most of this over the course of like 2 days.
Yeah. What a weird 2 days.
Yeah. And then he came back 24 days later to do one last one.
Yeah, like one last jab.
Uh-huh.
Thought I was out.
My hamster ate a rock star. How is this possible since I ate my hamster? Well, did you ever see the movie Alien? Like, I'm half... I can't tell if this is awful or good. It might
it's
be
bad.
It's pretty bad. But like grading on the game facts curve, I don't know. There's more effort put into this. He's going through every possible combination.
There's a lot of effort. I will give it that.
Okay.
For sure. I think that, you know, doing the different combinations is good. I think that there's just like a weird horny stink to it.
Yeah. There's definitely kind of a boar angle possibly.
Yeah. The guy who's like, I've also been eaten by a rodent. You know,
you ever wonder what it smells like in there?
Wouldn't it be weird? What if we kissed inside a hamster?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just kidding. Unless
It'd be like wearing a big old meaty sleeping bag together.
Yeah. What if I wore a diaper to work? I mean, not that I would.
Would anybody know? Unless.
What if I licked my lolly during the meeting? What anyone know?
Licked my lolly. It's like a big all-day lolly, like a kind of little Lord Fauntleroy would carry. Yeah,
I can't do calling that an all-day lolly.
Yeah, it's an all-day lolly. Yeah, that thing.
Did you make that term up just now, or is that what they're called?
I think that's what they're called.
That's pretty good. It's very specific.
Yeah.
This will last you all day. 24-hour lolly. Yeah. All day lollipop. Uh-huh. Fuck, man.
Yeah, it's like the big, gigantic, like, who in the world would eat that? Like, it's the size of a dinner plate. Yeah.
Oh, man. Also, Stevie Wonder song called All Day Sucker.
I'm an all-day sucker coming to give something to get nothing. I'm an all-day sucker coming to give something but to get none of your love. Whoa. Incredibly horny.
That's horny for Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
What is this, a Little Richard song?
All day sucker, cup for your love. All day sucker for your love. Wow.
Yeah, I don't want to have my ding dong sucked all day.
It kind of seems like there would be kind of a gangrene situation going on.
Well, yeah, I would come. At some point, you know? But, at some point, I feel pretty good.
It's like the meme. Oh, you know, when you nut, but she's still sucking, you know?
Yeah. Which is one of the truer memes like I've ever experienced. Like, it's a feeling.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah, it's not great. Yeah. I get so intensely ticklish after orgasming that I had to immediately social distance.
Yeah, I have to immediately go suspend myself in a tank of saline in a plastic jail cell like Magneto.
Yeah, was kept going to the Magneto post cum hole.
Excuse me.
That's all right. Yeah, I think baby, we're keeping it in.
I think that coffee might mean we're almost done. I've got a tickle in my throat.
We're about done.
Yeah.
I got to eat some lunch. Thanks everybody for listening to this. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for,
thanks for coming out. That is, again, one of the most flattering things that anyone's ever done. So
yeah, I was, man, it was really, really cool. That made my day to hear somebody came all the way from England.
Yeah. That's awesome. I hope that you are staying safe and also dealing with your incompetent leadership and managing it. Okay.
Like, seriously, take care of yourself and other people because nobody else will.
Yeah. If you like this show, the absolute best thing you can do, both in terms of support and for yourself, is patronize us at $5 a month. You get 2 bonus episodes of this show a month. If you go at $10 a month, you get a huge cavalcade of old episodes of the show that you have not heard, premium episodes.
Yeah. And you want to do that because the recent episode that we did about the games called Creatures, I think it's a banger. I think it's a good one to go in on. So,
yeah, we had a good streak.
Yeah,
we've been on a nice streak.
Mm-hmm.
So, and ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts are very helpful. And telling your friends,
please do.
Yeah. Until next time, what should they do, Cole?
Yeah. Until next time. This is Gerald Butterfly and Whole Cross wishing you an okay night.
Whole Cross?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Hi, I'm Whole. Whole Cross.
I'm Whole. There was a Cole here.
that's my Halloween Twitter name.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
That's the, But if your name was Cole,
mm-hmm.
you would be, or if your name was Whole, you'd be talking about coals like they're holes.
You know? Maybe.
I think
We can sit here and do. Yeah, we. We can do hypotheticals all day.
Let's find out. I have to go spread rumors about you eating toenails or boogers or something.
Oh, God,
I
gotta go. Makes me so sick.